afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we are live here at WWGH Radio 416, just flipped over 417 the time, on a lovely Wednesday afternoon. Well, maybe not lovely. It is a little overcast out there, but when I came into the studio, it wasn't raining quite yet. I don't know. I think there's maybe some rain in the forecast, but we'll just take what we get, right? We don't have too much of a choice. Hey, we want to thank our supporter. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So we appreciate Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing so much for supporting the broadcast today. I had a request. Someone wanted me to read my prize policy here on the air. So here is my prize policy. Everyone is welcome to call in and answer a trivia question. You can answer as many times as you want during the show, but I'll just put your name in once each week in the 455 drawings. Also, when you call, you don't have to get the question correct to be put in the drawing. You just have to answer a trivia question right or wrong. 740-383-9944. Let's have some fun with some trivia, and I've got several different ones today. We're going to start off with some movie greats today. And by the way, here's the prizes that we have today. We got some pretty cool prizes. We have a $5 gift card to Speedway. It's good for gas or merchandise inside the store. $5 gas card or merchandise inside the store. $5 gift card to Speedway is what we have. And we have a candy bouquet. It's got Twix, Snickers, Butterfingers, and Three Musketeers and Reese's Cups all in a candy bouquet. It's what we're giving away today. So if either one of those sound good to you, which I'm sure they do, get ready to give me a call for these trivia questions at 740-383-9944. Here is the first question. Which snack was first served in movie theaters in 1912? Which snack was first served in movie theaters in 1912? What is the title of the book that the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is based on? What is the title of the book that the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is based on? In the Indiana Jones movies, Dr. Henry Indiana Jones travels around the world searching for lost or mysterious objects. What is his job? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by who? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by who? In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy Gale lived on a farm located where? There's an easy one for you. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy Gale lived on a farm located where? The word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious comes from which movie about an unusual nanny? And finally, this is the last one I'll give you for now. Which classic movie made people afraid to go into the ocean? Which classic movie made people afraid to go into the ocean? 740-383-9944. If you happen to know the answer to those trivia questions, give me a call. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away a candy bouquet full of your favorite candy bars and a $5 gift card to Speedway. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, Dorothy lived in Kansas.
Yes, Dorothy did live in Kansas. How are you doing today?
All right. I also got to answer to the movie if you want it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jaws.
Jaws. Yes, Jaws made people afraid to go to the ocean. All right, is this Bob?
Yeah, this is Bob.
All right, Bob, thanks for being out there, buddy.
All right.
All right, thanks. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944. An announcement I want to pass along to you. Gospel groups, the Rainies and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion, Ohio. A lot of you probably know the Gary Lyons family. They will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th, 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, here in Marion, Ohio. And for more information, you can call Gary and Lyons at 740-692-1141. And I plan on having a table from WWGH there to pass out some literature and meet and greet the folks. So we hope to be out there that night for that. So that would be a lot of fun, that particular gospel concert. 4:23 the time, offbeat news and trivia, the name of the program. My name is Nate Redmond in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1. A total of 1,000 people sampled three types of cheese at an Australian event to break the Guinness World Record for the largest cheese tasting. Guinness confirmed the cheese tasting event at the annual Kangaroo Valley Show in New South Wales involved 1,000 people who each tasted samples of Bodala cheese sage and saltbush cheddar, aka Old Man Saltbush, Bega cheese's vintage cheddar, and unicorn cheese's Kimbimbert. The record-keeping organization required that three cheeses be involved in the tasting. The event was organized by the Kangaroo Valley Agriculture and Horticulture Society and Kathy Harrington, who told Guinness she wanted to promote the cheese and dairy industry in the area. So there you go, another world record for the Guinness books. A teenager made a large impression with his promposal when he used a Times Square billboard to ask a girl to prom. Kyle Gelber, a senior at Horace Greeley High School in Chappaqua, was able to use the T-Mobile billboard in Manhattan to ask junior Phoebe Spar to go to the prom with him. Gelber said his father is friends with the company's chief executive officer, it's all about who you know, who arranged for him to use the billboard. Gelber said Spar was suitably impressed with the gesture and agreed to attend the prom with him. Can you imagine? Big old billboard. Have you ever seen those big ones in Times Square? I've been to Times Square, and I'll tell you what, those are quite some billboards for sure. Well, this little small car got creative when they wanted to haul something. A shocked witness on a Tennessee road captured video of a small car attempting to transport more than two dozen wooden pallets piled on top of the vehicle. Yes, indeed. The video, filmed just outside New Genesis Auto Detailing in Memphis, shows the car traveling at a slow speed to avoid jostling the pallets, which are piled more than twice the height of the vehicle. Witnesses can be heard commenting on the dangerous attempt at pallet transportation. It was unclear whether the vehicle made it to its destination without losing any cargo. Can you imagine? Just slap some pallets right on top of the car and take off. Probably had a little tiny bungee cords weighing them down. It's time for On This Day in History. May the 22nd, 1570, the year, Abraham Ortelius published the first modern atlas in Belgium. 1761, in Philadelphia, the first life insurance policy was issued in the U.S. 1819, the steamship Savannah became the first to cross the Atlantic Ocean. 1841, on this date, Henry Kennedy received a patent for the first reclining chair. 1849, Abraham Lincoln received a patent for the floating dry dock. 1859, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was born. 1869, near Marshfield, Indiana, the Great Train Robbery took place. The robbery was worth $96,000 in cash, gold, and bonds to the seven members of the Reno Gang. 1872, on this date, the Amnesty Act restored civil rights to Southerners. 1882, the U.S. formally recognized Korea. 1891, the first public motion picture was given in Thomas Edison's lab. 1892, Dr. Washington Sheffield invented the toothpaste tube. Aren't you glad he did? Something easy to get the toothpaste out. And in 1900, the Associated Press was incorporated as a nonprofit news cooperative in New York. And that's what happened on this day in history. All right, let's hit our trivia questions once again. 4:28 the time, couple minutes until our bottom of the hour break. Which snack was first served in movie theaters in 1912? Which snack was first served in movie theaters in 1912? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. What is the title of the book that the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is based on? In the Indiana Jones movies, Dr. Henry Jones, Indiana Jones, travels around the world searching for lost or mysterious objects. What is his job title? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by what? And the word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious comes from which movie about an unusual nanny? 740-383-9944. The winner this hour during this program will win a $5 gift card to Speedway and a candy bouquet full of your favorite candy bars, Snickers, Butterfinger, Twix, Reese's Cup, Three Musketeers, all your favorite candy bars. Yes, indeed, that's what you're going to get this hour at 4:55. Feel free to send me an email. We would love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We have to go to a break, and we will be right back here with Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and I'm delighted that you're on board with us here on this Wednesday afternoon.
Hey Marion, it's Zach Fuller, Executive Director of Marion, Ohio Weather Online and weather43302.com. We are excited to announce that Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion County Parks District have teamed up for the 2019 Marion, Ohio Weather Summer Walk Series. Learn about nature, make new friends, and stroll through the wonderful Marion County Parks that we have to offer. You can find the complete schedule.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
And we are back. Delighted to have you tuned in. Thanks for listening to 107.1 and online at WWGH1071.com. 4:32 is the time. I want to tell you about the private bridge over Ohio. It is a unique bridge unto itself. To cross the Ohio River in East Liverpool, it will cost you either a nickel or 4 bits, depending on your mode of transportation. Toll roads and toll bridges and even roads were privately owned, and people wanting to use them had to pay the toll or find some other way to cross the stream or swampy area. But today, about the only toll roads still operating are state-owned turnpikes and bridges. All that is, but one down on the Ohio River. The Newell Bridge that connects East Liverpool with Newell, West Virginia, was built way back in 1905 by the Homer Laughlin China Company, and today is still wholly owned by the firm. They built the bridge because after starting their company in East Liverpool on the Ohio side of the river, they decided to move to Newell, West Virginia, just across the river, for a bigger riverfront location. The problem was how to get their employees, who mostly live in Ohio, to work on time. The nearest public bridge was miles away. So the decision was made to build a bridge over the Ohio River. Originally, the bridge accommodated both trolleys and auto traffic, as well as pedestrians. Today, the trolleys are gone, but nearly 3,000 cars and trucks cross the bridge each day. Many of them carry Ohioans going across the bridge to reach the gambling casinos in West Virginia, and each car or truck pays 50 cents to cross the bridge. Pedestrians can walk across for only a nickel. Otto Serini, the bridge manager, said the tolls collected each year have been sufficient to maintain the bridge, and it has never had to be subsidized by anyone. The bridge floor was last replaced in 1954, but is inspected every spring for safety. So yes, what do you do when your employees can't get to work because there's no bridge? You build one. There you go. Interesting stuff. It's time to head to our classroom. Are you ready to learn something? Let's head down the hallway, make a right, and here's our beautiful classroom. And on the chalkboard, I've written this weird word of the week. And today's word is whataboutism. Yes, it's actually a word. Whataboutism. 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 It's a noun. And here's the definition. It's a long definition, so bear with me. A controversial tactic in which a person responds to an argument or attack by changing the subject to focus on someone else's misconduct, implying that all criticism is invalid because no one is completely blameless. Did you get all that? I won't bore you by reading it again. I'll just leave it at that. This is an actual newer word compared to some of the words we have are in the 1800s in that. This is first recorded in the year 2000 to the year 2005. So that's our weird word of the week for this week. Whataboutism. A noun. All right. That's our weird word. That's what we got for you for today. All right, let's check in with our trivia question, see if we can get some more answers. We've had a phone call so far, and we need to get some more of these answered. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Which snack was first served in movie theaters in 1912? Which snack was first served in movie theaters in 1912. What is the title of the book that the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is based on? What is the title of the book that the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is based on? In the Indiana Jones movies, Dr. Henry, Indiana Jones, travels around the world searching for loot or mysterious objects. What is his job title? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by what? Two different things. Can you give me one of them? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by what? And the word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, one long word, comes from which movie about an unusual nanny? Can you give me the answers to those questions at 740-383-9944? The winner this hour gets a $5 gift card to Speedway for gas or merchandise, your choice, $5 gift card to Speedway, and you get a candy bouquet full of all your favorite candy bars like Twix, Snickers, Butterfingers, Three Musketeers, Reese's Cups, you name it. It's in there. So give me a call and get registered for this drawing at 740-383-9944. 4:38 the time, Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, and we are live on a Wednesday afternoon. Happy that you're tuned in, and it is now time for our Ladies' Corner. And as usual, we have a recipe for you. And this recipe is currently posted on our Facebook page. If you go to my Facebook page, it's Radio Nate. Just type in Radio Nate into Facebook. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, that is me again. So somebody's calling popcorn on your theater, right?
Yes, popcorn was first in 1912.
Right. And on the other one is Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Yep, that's correct. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Thanks, Bob. There you go. When nobody calls, we can count on Bob. All righty. Recipe here is posted on Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and you'll see this recipe. Sweet and tangy pot roast. Sweet and tangy pot roast is what we have for you today. And I know it's tough to write down recipes on the radio, so you can go to Radio Nate on Facebook and copy it down there. But here is what's in the recipe, and if it sounds good, you can go and look it up. One boneless beef chuck roast, 3 pounds. 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. 1 cup each water and ketchup. 1/4 cup beef broth. 1 envelope brown gravy mix. 2 teaspoons of mustard. 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce. I don't know if I said that right. I have trouble with that word. 1/8 teaspoon garlic powder. 3 tablespoons cornstarch. And 1/4 cup cold water. Here's what you do. Cut the meat in half and place in a 5-quart slow cooker. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. In a bowl, combine the next 7 ingredients. Pour over meat. Cover and cook on low for 9 to 10 hours or until meat is tender. Combine cornstarch and cold water until smooth. Stir in slow cooker. Cover and cook on high 30 minutes or until gravy is thickened, and remove meat from slow cooker. Slice and serve with gravy. Sounds good. Sweet and tangy pot roast. And just go to Facebook, type in Radio Nate, and you can find this recipe there, along with a picture of it as well, to kind of whet your appetite for sure. All right, part two of our Ladies' Corner today. We have some tips for healthy hair. Tips for healthy hair. How you wash your hair and the products you use can go a long way toward maintaining smooth, shiny hair. Follow these simple tips from dermatologists to maintain healthy hair. Wash oily hair more frequently. How often you wash your hair should be based on how much oil your scalp produces. If your scalp is oily, you may need to wash it as often as once a day. If you have chemically treated hair, your hair may be drier, so you may want to wash it less frequently. As you get older, your scalp makes less oil, so you may not need to shampoo as often. But if you see flakes in your hair, you may not be shampooing enough. This can lead to dandruff and other scalp diseases. Concentrate shampoo on the scalp. When washing your hair, concentrate on cleaning primarily the scalp rather than washing the entire length of hair. Washing only your hair can create flyaway hair that is dull and coarse. Use conditioner after every shampoo unless you use a 2-in-1 shampoo, which cleans and conditions hair. Using a conditioner can significantly improve the look of damaged or weathered hair by increasing shine, decreasing static electricity, improving strength, and offering some protection from harmful UV rays. Concentrate conditioner on the tips of the hair because conditioners can make fine hair look limp. They only should be used on the tips of the hair and not on the scalp or length of the hair. Choose a shampoo and conditioner formulated specifically for your hair type. For example, if you color your hair, use a shampoo designed for color-treated hair. If your hair is damaged or chemically treated, consider a 2-in-1 shampoo. Regardless of cost, many shampoo and conditioner brands provide the same benefits. Protect hair when swimming. Protect your hair from the damaging effects of chlorine by wetting and conditioning your hair before swimming. Wear a tight-fitting swim cap and use a specifically formulated swimmer shampoo and deep conditioner after swimming to replace lost moisture. If you have questions about caring for your hair, you should make an appointment to see a dermatologist. There you go. That's our Ladies' Corner for today, our recipe and some tips for healthy hair. WWGH Radio is the station. The name of the program is Offbeat News and Trivia, and I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we are 30 seconds away from another break, and then we just have 15 minutes left. We have one person in our drawing, so it's pretty good odds. So give us a call. We'll go over some more trivia questions when we come back from the break in just a moment. So, hey, the odds are good for you to win. Like I said, we just got one person in the drawing so far. Thanks for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. We'll be right back.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey Marion, it's Zach Fuller, Executive Director of Marion, Ohio Weather Online and weather43302.com. We are excited to announce that Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion County Parks Districts have teamed up for the 2019 Marion, Ohio Weather Summer Walk Series. Learn about nature, make new friends, and stroll through the wonderful Marion County Parks that we have to offer. You can find the complete schedule.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Thanks so much for listening to the program. It's 4:46, and I'm going to add some more trivia questions on here and see if we can get some fresh calls in here. We just have one person in our drawing so far, and we are giving away today at 4:55. We're giving away a $5 gift card to Speedway, good for gas or merchandise. A $5 gift card to Speedway, and we're giving away a nice candy bouquet full of your favorite candy bars like Twix, Butterfingers, Snickers, Reese's Cup, Three Musketeers, all in there. And it's a nice size, so it'll keep you eating on it for several days, probably, unless you're like me and go through them one after the other, and then it might not last you that long. It might last you the night. So give us a call at 740-383-9944 and answer a trivia question. What is the title of the book that the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is based on? In the Indiana Jones movies, Dr. Henry Indiana Jones travels around the world searching for lost or mysterious objects. What is his job title? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by what? In The Lion King, Simba is rescued and raised by what? Okay, this category is U.S. presidents. Who was the first president to live in the White House? Who was the first president to live in the White House? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing which type of clothing? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing which type of clothing? What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? I'll give you a hint. You can find this on the Kennedy Library's website. What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? And what is the presidential helicopter called? What is the presidential helicopter called? So there's some fresh trivia for you. And you have just about 5 minutes or so to call in and answer these trivia questions and get signed up for a chance to win $5 gift card from Speedway and a candy bouquet. So do give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Everybody's pretty quiet today, for sure. We've got Bob Austin in the drawing, and he's the only one so far, so he's going to win. So you can give him some competition right now by giving us a call at 740-383-9944. So light up those phones here for the next 5 minutes or so. A California veterinarian said he made a trip to Home Depot and bought a screen door repair kit to save the life of an injured tortoise. One moment, call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hi, the presidential airplane is the Air Force One.
Yeah, the presidential airplane is the Air Force One. Can you tell me what the helicopter is called, by any chance?
No.
Oh, that's okay. But the presidential, yes, the presidential airplane is Air Force One. Very good. Is this my friend Travis?
It is.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine, you?
Hey, I'm having a good time.
It sounds like you are.
Yes, sir. It's been a little bit since I've seen you, sir. So you, everything, your family and everybody doing okay?
Everyone's doing fine.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for listening out there and giving me a call.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Travis Malone. I've known him for many, many years. We used to go to church together, and we used to pick up kids for church together. And we have lots of good memories on those church vans. We He was the driver, and I was his assistant, and we, like I said, had some good times. All right, this guy saving this turtle with a door repair kit. Dr. Daniel Barbour said the tortoise was brought into the Humane Society of San Diego about 2 weeks ago with a hole in its shell just over the shoulder. Quote, I did have to get a little bit creative, he told KSWB-TV. I've never done something like this before. Barbour used a screen door repair kit and some fiberglass ecstasy from Home Depot to patch the hole in the animal shell. I'm actually pretty proud of my accomplishment, Barbour said. Susie Clayton, rescue supervisor at the Humane Society, praised Barbour's actions on Facebook. Incredible work, as usual, by one of the San Diego's Humane Society's best, Dr. Barbour, she wrote. So that's pretty cool. Saving a turtle with a door repair kit. All right. Kudos to Dr. Daniel Barbour there in California. Indiana State Police said traffic on a highway near the Illinois border was congested when a semi hauling 41,000 pounds of honey overturned. Investigators said the semi's front axle broke around 6 a.m. Wednesday and the driver lost control of the vehicle, which overturned in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 80/94 at Coleman Avenue. Police said the truck was leaking honey and diesel fuel. A trooper told WGN-TV the cleanup operation was being slowed because of gawkers. The driver, fortunately, was not injured. So there you go. You could just take you some toast out there on the highway and have you some honey. Only problem is it sounds like some diesel fuel was mixed in with it, so you probably wouldn't want to do that. If I have time, I want to tell you about Balto the Wonder Dog. Kind of an interesting story there. But we've got 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can answer one more trivia question, okay? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Who was the first president to live in the White House? Who was the first president to live in the White House? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing which type of clothing? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing which type of clothing? What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? Can you answer any of those questions? We have two folks in the drawing, so you have a good chance to win. We're giving away in 1 minute or so, we're giving away a Speedway gift card and a $5 Speedway gift card and a candy bouquet full of your favorite candy bars is what we're giving away today. So if that sounds good to you, dial me up and answer a trivia question at 740-383-9944. We'll give you just a few more seconds here to give me a call in case you're interested. Been kind of quiet out there today, but that's okay. We can have some quiet days here on Offbeat News and Trivia, right? Last week, I think we had 6 or 7 calls, and the week before that, we had quite a few. So it just kind of depends on the day. All right, we've got two names, and we're going to mix them up right here. And here we go. Can you hear them? Mixing them up. And the winner happens to be Travis Malone. Travis Malone is our winner of the $5 gift card and the candy bouquet. And Travis, you can pick that up right here at the WWGH Radio Studios. You can pick that up Monday through Thursday from 9 to noon or Fridays from 9 to 3 here at 559 East Center Street. And right between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tires, where we're located. So you can pick those prizes up and get you something from Speedway and enjoy the candy bouquet. So Travis Malone, our winner for today on the trivia. 4 minutes left in the program already, and I do have time to tell you about Balto the Wonder Dog. There's a statue of Balto the Wonder Dog in New York's Central Park, but Cleveland's got the real thing. He's not living, of course, but in fact he's been dead since 1933 when he passed on at the Cleveland Zoo. But he's still standing at the ready in the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. Who was Balto and why was he so famous? In 1925, Balto was just another Alaskan sled dog when an epidemic of diphtheria broke out in Nome. Several children had died of the disease, and local doctors put out a radio message asking for life-saving antitoxin serum. It was midwinter, and in those days, sled dog teams were still relied on for transportation. A hospital in Anchorage had the serum, but the state was in the midst of a blizzard. The serum went by train as far as it could go, then sled dog teams were to try relaying the precious medicine the rest of the way to Nome. It was a cold trip. Temperatures were at nearly 50 degrees below zero, and the wind was so vicious that dog sled drivers could hardly see the trail. The last 56 miles of the trip were the most severe. They had to pass over a frozen lake with no markers to guide them. In addition, Gunnar Kassen, the driver, was rendered temporarily blind by the blowing snow particles and so had to rely totally on the directional instinct of his lead dog, Balto. The team made it in time to save many children. The story was picked up by news media around the world, and the dogs, especially Balto, became international heroes. So many people wanted to see the spunky little dogs that it was arranged for them to tour the United States. But fame is fleeting, and before they got back home, the tour ran out of money. The dogs were sold to a vaudeville promoter, and that seemed to be the end of the story, until in 1927, Cleveland businessman George Kimball, visiting California, found the dogs on display in a rundown, filthy exhibition hall. The dogs were sick and ill-kept. Kimball came back to Cleveland and started a campaign to save the animals. Cleveland school children donated pennies and nickels, and residents also chipped in to raise $2,000, a very large sum in those days. It was the asking price for Balto and the team. They were brought back to Cleveland and given a home at the Cleveland Zoo for the rest of their lives. Balto died in 1933, and in a tribute to his heroism, he was stuffed and mounted and put on display at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. So, the story of Balto the Wonder Dog. Well, we are flat out of time. It is quitting time. Time for me to head back to Waldo, and I think we're having spaghetti, so that'll be pretty good. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. You can catch me next week from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention, with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national science.